You've been saying you wanted to make an investment. I have one for you. Huh?
Well, that's great.
Alex, isn't this sweet?
Yes, darling. Well, tell me about it. The woman who owns this property is going to be here tonight. She has an old-fashioned house. It's not worth anything as a house. But there's a big shopping center going up right across the street. In a year, that property will be worth four times what she's asking for it.
Really?
There she is. Roberta Summers, isn't it?
Of a kind old tree.
But if she knows about the shop,
she doesn't. Nobody knows about it yet. It's
very hush-hush.
Isn't that kind of sneaky?
Tom, this is business. To me, business is a game. When you're playing a game, you don't tell the other side what you have in your hand.
Shouldn't she be told?
Donna, this is business. She's selling and we're buying. It's as simple as that.
Tell me something about her. Well, she's a widow. Lives with her brother, Dudley Brockton. He runs the drugstore here in Westfield. She has three boys, keeps house, and gives piano lessons.
I'm a lazy river with me. I'm a lazy river by the old mill run.
She has three sons, keeps house, and gives piano lessons.
And a noonday sun. Of a kind old tree. Throw away your trouble. Dream a dream of me, yeah. Of a lazy river where the robin's song. Wheat's a bright new morning. We get along for long. Blue skies up above.
Nobody buys alarm clocks anymore. No wonder everybody's late. Just got to give things away nowadays.
Hi, Dudley.
Evening, sis.
Make me a big banana split. And go easy on the whipped cream.
So, you volunteered and went to the bazaar, eh? I suppose you sang 85 choruses of Lazy River at the top of your lung?
This was for charity, brother dear.
It was for charity, all right, sister dear. There hasn't been a customer in here in hours. Everybody in Westfield is at that bazaar. Do you realize I'm stuck with three dozen alarm clocks?
Let me tell you what happened. When I finished singing, this fella came over and made me a firm offer.
Roberta, you're not going back into that... That show business? You promised me years ago all that was behind you. You're a respectable woman now. I am not going
Dudley,
to stand by
Dudley,
while
you... Dudley, wait a minute, Dudley. You're melting my ice cream. When I said firm offer, I meant for the house.
Oh, well, that's a horse of another breed. Color. So we've got a sucker. A buyer.
Coming to look at the house Saturday.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Because I want a little more time to make up my mind.
But we've been talking about it for months. How much time do you need?
I want to talk it over with the boys.
No, I'm going to drive over to Westfield tomorrow to look at the property, Paul.
Oh, sure, sure. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Alex.
Yes, sir?
If we're going to take money out of our savings, couldn't we invest it in... stocks or bonds or something?
Now, honey, where would we find a stock that would give us this kind of a return on our money? Why, in a year's time, we can sell that house for four times what she's asking for it. We can't beat that.
Why should her loss be our gain?
You keep talking about her loss. I didn't set the price on the house. She did.
Then why are you shouting?
I'm not shouting. Now, darling, look. You take care of the house and children, and just let me take care of the business.
Alex. Alex. You're a doctor. A very good doctor. Why this sudden urge to get rich quick?
Honey, is there any law that says a doctor can't be a good businessman?
Alex. Alex, now listen to me. You've spent your entire professional life taking care of people. You've always been ready with a helping hand. And suddenly you've got this gleam in your eye. You're scheming to buy a house from a poor, innocent woman, a widow at that, at a price much less than you know it's worth. Alex, it just isn't like you.
Are you finished?
Oh, I know you're going to do it in spite of anything that I have to say, but may I ask just one more question?
All right, let's have it.
Why are we shouting?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mary. Hey, look what I got, a transistor radio.
Oh, that's just beautiful. Turn it off.
Oh. Where'd you get it, dear? I bought it from Doug Pendleton. Only $3. You know how much it's worth secondhand? $10 at least.
How did you talk him into that?
Brains, you know. Well, Doug's a good kid, but he's not very bright. Oh, hi, Dad. You see, he got this for a birthday present, but he dropped it and stopped working. Well, I looked inside of it, and I saw it was wrong. See this little battery connection right there? It was loose, that's all.
When you found out what was wrong, did you tell him?
Tell him? When I happen to know that Freddie Bishop is saving up for one just like it? Well, I can turn around and sell it to Freddie and make a $5 profit, just like that.
Do you mean to tell me you pulled a stunt like that on Doug?
You know, what he doesn't know isn't going to hurt him. Besides, he was happy with the $3. Well, can I help it if I know something Doug doesn't know?
Everybody wash up for dinner.
What do you think, Dad? Well, gee whiz, is there a law against a guy making a good deal?
Really, Roberta, do you think your own brother would mislead you? Now, who took care of the boys when they were young? And you were running around the country singing out of a trunk.
I wasn't singing out of a trunk. I was living out of one. Why do you think I quit show business and bought this house?
All right, all right. Now you have a chance to sell it and make a big fat profit. Just look at this place.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's falling apart. The roof leaks. That furnace has to be defrosted at least 3 times every winter. The hot water's cold. The cold water's hot. We have termites and termites here.
Stanley!
And some morning, we are going to wake up lying under a pile of used lumber. The ceiling's sagging. The walls are cracking. So are my ears.
We'll make that whole world shine. Oh, shine, shine, shine away. Till I turn for life right with you.
All right, let's talk it over with the boys. Dad! Jerry! Bobby! Everybody in the parlor! Boys, Uncle Daddy and I have a problem.
Sell it, Mom.
It's just a big headache for you.
Let's get out before it blows away.
I didn't even ask you yet.
Roberta, he's coming. He's coming. Roberta! Now, remember, let me do all the talking.
You always do.
What was that?
Sounds like the doorbell.
Since when does it work?
I don't know. I never use it. Hi there.
Hello.
Come on in.
Thank you. Well, I'm sorry I'm a little late. I had a house call to make on the way.
It's all right. Doctoring comes first. This is my brother, Dudley Brockton. Dudley, this is Dr. Stone.
How do you do?
Came to see about the house.
Oh, how nice. And you're a doctor. Oh, how nice.
Yes, I'm a pediatrician, to be exact.
Oh, I'm a pharmacist myself. I'd like to read one of your prescriptions sometime.
I wonder who that is.
Probably some more prospective buyers. Oh, they keep coming and coming, and we keep turning them down and...
Rudy!
What are you doing here?
Ma said I gotta take my piano lesson.
With a broken arm?
Ma said I ought to take my lesson anyway. This is her time to relax.
Okay, Rudy, sit right down and take your regular lesson one-handed. And I'll only charge you half price.
You never know which one will be another Rembrandt, you know. Oh, true.
All right, Rudy, let's practice these exercises.
Over and over.
You want to build up a good left hand, don't you, boy?
I'd rather wait till my right hand gets better.
Play your piano. Sorry, Doctor. Guess I had one of those house calls, too.
Oh, that's all right. Children are my business, too.
Yes, we all love the little dears. Well, now, Doctor, I suppose you'd like to get down to brass tacks, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes, may I look the place over?
Now, it's no great shakes as a house, because the hot water's cold and the cold water's hot.
The hot water's cold, the cold water's hot. She's a very funny girl. Used to be in show business, you know. May I show you our lovely home?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Like a comfortable place.
I tell you, Doctor, they don't build houses like this anymore. No, sir.
Anna!
Hi,
honey. Guess what?
Don't tell me. You bought the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, very funny, but I'm going to have the last laugh. I bought the house. Finally talked that brother of hers into selling at my price. Oh, you know, he thought he was pulling a fast one. He even gave me a story about prospects beating down the door. But I played it real cool. At one point, I almost walked out of the house. I said, Dudley, that's all I'll pay. Take it or leave it. And he took it. Oh, boy, did he take it.
What do you think of that?
Oh, Alex, you talk like a wheeler and dealer. You're even beginning to look like a wheeler and dealer. Thank goodness you still smell like a doctor.
Well, boys, don't ever say your Uncle Dudley doesn't know his way around when it comes to making a good deal.
Gotta hand it to you, Unc. $500 over the asking price.
How'd you do it?
Did you pull a gun on him?
Boys, this was a legitimate transaction carried out in the noblest principles of the free market. The older you get, boys, the more you will realize that this world is made up of two kinds of people. Those who pay and those who collect.
What happened to the other people?
What other people?
The people that are happy just to trade even.
Roberta, dear, wide-eyed one. You cannot make a profit.
Come on, Mom. Dr. Stone's a grown man. He knows what he's doing.
He just wanted it bad enough to pay the price, that's all.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't tell him when it rains a couple of days, you can row a boat right through the cellar. Chew on that for a while, Honest John.
You know, I still prefer dresses being worn just a little bit longer.
I know, Mother, but they're not fashionable. You have to keep up with the times.
Well, I'm not sure they're worth keeping up with. You know, today it seems that everything is all right as long as everyone else does it.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, dear.
Her knees are showing.
It's the style.
First dresses go down from the top, then they go up from the bottom.
That's what's called making both ends meet.
I'll sew it later, dear. Thank you, Mother. You're a dear.
Your knees are showing. Oh, listen to that swing and rhythm section.
Jeff, are you all right?
Mom, you just don't dig electronics. I got my radio here, my earphone there. I'm like a complete circuit.
I hate to be a circuit breaker, but unplug yourself. I want to talk to you.
Mad about something?
No, just concerned.
Oh, what about?
Jeff, I can't help but notice. You've been avoiding Doug Pendleton ever since you bought that radio from him for $3.
Have I?
Look, Jeff, when you start crossing streets to avoid people, the next thing you know, you'll be hurrying around corners and ducking into alleys. And you'll just be running away from yourself.
Well, gee whiz, I'm no criminal. I just made a good deal, that's all.
Think about it.
Did Jeff tell you about the radio, the one he bought from Doug for $3?
What about it?
Well,
He decided that it wasn't fair to take advantage of Doug, so he gave the radio back. I was really rather proud of him.
Donna, why do you have to be so emotional about things? I tell you, Dudley and Roberta are delighted with the price they're getting for that house.
But Alex, dear, would they have sold it at that price if they had known about the shopping center?
How do I know? They put a price on the property. I agreed to pay it. Everybody's happy.
Are you happy?
Of course I'm happy.
Then why don't you eat?
I'm not hungry.
They're hotter than a mail-order pistol.
Soaked in an ice water, Mom.
Thanks, Jerry. Here, Bobby, this will make you feel better.
What's the matter with him, Mom?
I don't know. He's got a whopping fever.
Roberta, I can't find anybody. Dr. Benson's out of town. Dr. Reed is out on a call.
Well, there's got to be somebody. Wait a minute. I know.
Well, is Dr. Stone? Oh, hello, Mrs. Summit. Oh? Well, have you taken his temperature? Mm-hmm. Well, has he complained of any pain? No, it's all right. It'll take me a little while, but I'll get there as fast as I can. Yeah, goodbye.
What is it, dear?
Roberta Summers' youngest boy.
Well, that's a long ride.
Go back to sleep, dear.
Drive carefully, honey.
All right, suppose I sell the Summers' place in 6 months or a year and make $10,000. Is anybody going to say I did wrong? Maybe I didn't even know about the shopping center when I bought the place. Huh. Is Roberta going to come back to me and say, hey, that was a kind of shady deal you pulled? No, of course not. Things like this happen every day. Everybody else does it. Why can't I? If it weren't for Donna, there'd be no problem at all. She's the one who's upset. Making this deal doesn't bother me one bit. Not one bit.
Sit down, Dudley. You're making me nervous.
Shh.
Dr. Stone's taking an awful long time up there.
Just turn around a little bit that way. Open wide. That boy. A little wider. There you are.
Oh, will you sit down? You're making me nervous.
Yeah, sit down. I feel like the stick Dad used to talk about was so crooked it couldn't lie still.
Now listen to me, Roberta.
I have listened to you, and that's why we're in the trouble we're in. It's my punishment for letting you talk me into something I didn't want to do in the first place. Raising the price of this house $500.
Roberta, I did it all for you.
It doesn't matter why you did it. What matters is I let you do it. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I'm ashamed to face the boys. I just hope it isn't too late to make amends.
I'm sorry, Roberta. I didn't mean any harm. Roberta.
How is he, Doctor?
What is it? Measles.
Well, it was his turn.
Thank goodness, it's nothing worse.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Just keep him quiet. There's your prescription, Dudley. You can fill that in the morning. I'll drop in on him tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Stone. You're a good friend coming over here in the middle of the night when we needed you.
And that's what makes it so hard for me to say what I gotta say.
It's, about the house.
There's some things you gotta know about this house before you go into this deal.
Mrs. Summers, there's some things you gotta know about this house before you go into this deal.
Alex?
Yes, Dad?
Oh. How's the Summers boy?
Oh, Bobby. He's got the measles.
Honey, do you realize it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning?
I know.
Whistling?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Alex, is there something you'd like to tell me?
Well, there is one little thing. As I was driving over there tonight, I got to thinking, be kind of foolish to buy that house. You know, these business deals get all filled up with red tape, and I haven't got the time. So I told Roberta about the new shopping center, and all bets are off. Feel better? I'm afraid I just wasn't cut out for business.
Was Roberta glad?
Glad? She practically broke my ribs hugging me. Hey, you know, we're all invited over there a week from Saturday to a party. It's Dudley's birthday.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
He's going to bring his own ice cream.
Oh, Roberta Wallet, how did you know? Thank you. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that delightful?
Yes, that's
beautiful. Oh, from Bobby. Thank you. Well, let's see. Must be, I suspect, a neck. Oh, with spots. Thank you, my boy. Bless you. Oh, really, from Dr. Stone. Thank you so much. Really, you shouldn't have. Wonder what this can be. I'm so excited. My, what do you suppose that? Hey, an alarm clock. Just what I needed.
What's coming? Hey,
a good idea.
Wait a minute. He's got to blow out the candles
and make a wish.
I wish I could sell those darned alarm clocks.
Come on, I'll blow them out.
Well, stand back. Wait for Hurricane Dudley.
Ceremony. It's a song we sing every year.
5 times a year.
We're singing and we're happy.
All the ones I love are singing with me.
We're singing good and happy.
Bobby!
George!
And Jerry!
Oh, good old Uncle Dudley!
That's me!
We're singing! And we're happy! One big happy family! One big happy family! One big happy family! You see!
I suppose you know by now that what you just saw was a sneaky way of giving you a peek at me and my family and how we'll look in our new series. You know, since I got into this television, I've had to learn a whole new language. I used to think a springboard was a plank sticking out over a swimming pool. Now I find out it's not that at all. A springboard is, well, here's one of our future shows. A woman comes into Dudley's drugstore with a little girl. and asks to buy some cough medicine.
Now, madam, you give your little girl one teaspoonful of this cough syrup every... madam? Lady? Where are you? Madam, you forgot your child.
Oh, what?
You look like a kind man. Please take good care of my baby. Oh, no.
You don't have to stretch your imagination too far to see what a mess can be stirred up out of that one. Now, the next one involves Don and Jerry. Just to give you an idea how the action starts around our house.
Look, Don, I didn't invite this girl to stay with us.
I know, but Mom did. She's the daughter of Mom's best friend back in Poolsville.
Poolsville?
Don't knock it. You were born there.
Okay, so we've got to show her a good time. Since when does we mean me?
She's 18, just your age.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Don. I've got better things to do than drag some spook around. Gretchen Hornsby from Poolsville. Can you imagine what she looks like?
She's all yours, Junior.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Don. There she is.
Like all families, we'll have neighbors. I'd like to show you what happens to Bobby when he goes next door to meet the boy and girl who have just moved in.
He couldn't be staying over there for dinner.
He knows we eat at 6 o'clock. I'll have to tie one of my alarm clocks around his neck.
Oh, they probably got to talking and fooling around. Bobby, what happened?
I got beat up.
We can see that. You got in a fight with that new boy next door?
No, it was his sister. Boy, is she a killer.
And of course, as always, when you have two generations living under the same roof, we all have different ideas on how things should be done. Whether it's dancing, dating, or dressing, there's always at least two points of view. Take the night the boys and I were rehearsing in the church basement for the charity bazaar. Girl of my dreams, I love you. Honest, I do. You are so sweet. And when it's all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you. Now that's the way I used to sing it a long time ago. But these kids nowadays, you know, they got a different beat. Don, he sings it with a beat a lot different. The new way.
Girl of my dreams, I love you. Let me tell you now, for sure I do. Just because you are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be so complete. Since you've been gone, dear, well, now life don't seem the same. Won't you please come on home to me?
And when it's all
said and done, let me tell you now, there's only one girl of my dreams. It's you.
How'd you like that music?
What's that?
Well, that's the way it goes around our house. And we're going to have a lot of fun on our new show. We're ready to go. And along with us, that wonderful producing company that made the Donna Reed Show such a success for the past 4 years. So from Uncle Dudley and me and the boys, see you soon.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.